Hi, everybody. This is Jack Vaughn from SearchDataManagement.com, and I'm welcoming you to another episode of the Talking Data Podcast. And per usual, and with me is Ed Burns, the editor for Search Business Analytics. And today we're going to talk with Ed about, as we often do, about events he's been to. And this would be the Big Data Innovation Summit, was held in Boston fairly recently. A lot of the new wave, new age, and companies there, such as Uber, Airbnb. So, Ed, I would say, like, what did you see there that really shook you up or rattled your cage or made you happy you're out of the office?
Well, like you mentioned, there were a couple of companies there, Uber and Airbnb, who they're kind of defining this new term that we're hearing a lot about these days, and that's the sharing economy, where businesses are making an awful lot of money just by connecting different people up with services that one can provide and that the other wants. And this is having a huge effect on the economy and, you know, in industries like transportation and hotel accommodations. And what really struck me from the two presentations, there was was the degree to which data and analytics is really underpinning the whole thing, and just how this huge economic transition is happening in our country. But you know, the piece that a lot of people don't see is you know, the programmers in the back rooms dreaming up these crazy algorithms and looking at new data sources and things like that, trying to figure out how to really make these things work.
And these people, these companies have more than their share of not just programmers, but data scientists.
They certainly do, yeah. That was one of the things that struck me was just the sheer number of data scientists that are employed by these operations. You know, it seems like more than anything, they really are data companies. You know, you would normally think of like a Facebook or a Google as a data-first kind of company, something that's entirely online. Might not be the perception of companies like Uber and Airbnb, who have a product that exists in the real world. But yeah, at their core, they are every bit as much a data company as some of those other large tech giants.
I had seen some general coverage, the Washington Post and other mainstream outlets, and as far as I could tell, it was somewhat traced back to an IEEE Spectrum article that a fellow from Airbnb wrote. And that story was about how they built a machine learning mechanism, if you will, to help the one side of their customer base, which is the people providing the room, to help them do the pricing. And it seemed like they were using advanced algorithms and yet giving access to, so quote unquote, regular people to use them.
Right, and that's kind of the whole idea right there is, you know, it's a relatively simple idea, right? You have an extra room, someone needs a place to stay for a night, you charge them a fee to stay in your room. But when you get down to the details, like you're talking about there, you know, how do you price that room? How do you figure out that the room is near where a person needs to stay? That's where it gets pretty complicated, and that's where they collect a ton of data and do a lot of analytics on it. The person from Airbnb there was Riley Newman. He's their head of data science. And he talked about how they just collect pretty much every single piece of data that they can, all the click streams and you know, viewing histories of people on the site, and it's basically all about trying to build a picture of the customer, try to get at what the customer might be looking for, and figure out how to match them up with someone who has a room. And yeah, there's just it takes a ton of data, and there's really a lot of analytics that goes on behind it.
And I know from the reading your article that, first of all, they were looking for people with programming skills to do this. I mentioned Java and Python. But as much as that, they were looking for people with a lot of curiosity who were ready to try and ask novel questions or try to find out what the data might be telling them.
Yeah, that's right. Newman was talking about how they're not as interested in someone who has really strong skills in Hadoop, for example, or they don't necessarily want someone who has really, really specific technical abilities. They're just looking for more of like a mindset. I mean, obviously the technical skills are necessary and they have to be there, but there are a lot of people who have these technical skills these days. What really differentiates the kind of person that Airbnb is looking for is someone who knows how to ask the right questions and think of big questions, really, is what they're looking at. They're not looking for a specific answer. They're looking for more of just a general mindset that will get them farther down the line, basically.
Well, they're not without controversy, these companies, Uber and Airbnb, but it is interesting use of technology, and one that I know that conventional enterprises are looking at and sometimes trying to recreate. I will continue to be looking forward to your stories, because I think you're onto something, or you really are giving us a view into a new economy emerging. So, as always, I'm thanking Ed. I'm thanking our audience for being with us here on the Talking Data Podcast. Look forward to seeing you again.